All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of It's Brewing at McEwen, a USF baseball podcast. I'm your host, Mark Giardino, and today I'm joined by one of my co-hosts, Matthew Giardino. We're also joined by a couple of special guests, USF baseball senior outfielders, Jackson Mayo and Marcus Bradell. These guys have been with the program since the fall of 2021, and they've each had great careers. This season, they're the starting left and right fielders. Jackson has 25 career home runs at USF and is four away from reaching the top 10 all time at the program. Marcus leads the team in on-base percentage right now with a whopping 479. Guys, welcome to the show. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Can't
Doing good. Thank
complain.
you for having us.
Yeah,
Yeah,
of
thank
course,
you.
man. Of course. Really glad to have you on. Matt.
Cool. So, the first question, I have for you guys is you both came into USF at the same time, almost 4 years ago now, playing the same position, both lefty bats. That's a pretty unique path to share. What's it been like growing through this program together and building that bond over the years? And Mark and I, we go to a lot of games, so we see how close you guys are. You guys, celebrating big home runs together, big moments. How's that been?
I mean, coming to USF, I didn't really know Jackson or Mayo that well, but over time we kind of just, liked the same things and got to know each other. And 3.5, 4 years later, we're kind of brothers, best friends. We live together, pretty much do a lot of things together. I mean, it's great to have somebody like Mayo in your life, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
Outside of baseball, what are some things that you guys like to do together?
Well, in the fall we used to go thrifting a lot, but don't have as much time for that anymore. So, I mean, we'll go get a meal together after practice or before a game, or we'll sit out in the living room and just chill, hanging out, just watch TV, watch YouTube, do something.
Do you guys got a bracket for the NCAA tournament?
No, I don't.
No.
I gotta ask, you go thrifting. What are some good, like, give me like a good find, maybe something you ended up being able to wear or just like have around. What you get?
I'll take this one. No, but there's a pretty good thrift store over off Nebraska, the Salvation Army. I found a Bape t-shirt. It goes for about 150 bucks. It was theirs. Got it for $5. So that's probably been my best find so far. And yeah, Marcus was there. He saw it too, but I
Yeah.
snagged it. So
Love that. And it fit?
yeah, it fits.
Oh,
Yeah.
hell yeah. That's awesome.
Funny, Mark and I actually tried that one time, and we thought we found something valuable. It's like these garden gnomes, and I still have them in my room. Never got around to selling them, but that's really cool that you guys do that.
Nice. Yeah, and then look at where we are now, right? Y'all been together now for like 4 years and we're here, 2025. Both are starting really well with your production and everything. You guys just got a big win at UAB to open up conference play. With no midweek game this week, like, how's the vibe been around the team and as you guys are getting ready for this home series with Tulane?
I mean, we just got done with practice a few hours ago. We're getting ready, Even we did win the opening conference weekend, but that doesn't make us settle for anything less than winning against Tulane and getting prepared to go into the weekend against them. So, I mean, the past few or the last two practices have been pretty, like, get it on, like, we're going hard all practice, just trying to get ready for the weekend, not letting anything off the gas.
Yeah. What is so in a case like that, like no midweek, two hard practices the last 2 days, what does Thursday look like?
I mean, I would say Thursday is a little bit lighter just because we have the game on Friday. But I mean, Coach Hannes always says that you go into practice on a three game losing streak. It's one of the biggest things he says. So We try and take that mentality, like no matter what the practice is. So, I mean, it'll probably be a light day, but I mean, the intensity should still be there.
Yeah, no, that
Get
makes
mad
sense.
and stay mad.
Right. That's one of like the first quotes I saw Coach Hannes have, like right before the season started, like you got to come to practice mad. How has that, you already talked about it a little bit, but how has that like resonated with you guys, and how has that kind of shaped your mentality?
I would just say that, like having that mentality coming into practice, it just makes, everyone compete a little bit harder. It just makes our team better at the end of the day, just because, I mean, if we're not, being intense in practice, giving that effort in the game, I mean, we can't match that intensity. I mean, we can't get ready for the game if we're not ready in practice. So I think having that mentality in practice just helps us a lot.
Nice. That makes a lot of sense. Matt?
Cool. So the next question I have is, this past off season, obviously we had a coaching change. Anytime that happens, especially in modern day transfer portal era, you typically see a lot of players leave the program, and we had several guys do that. What were the factors for each of y'all that made you stay at USF? I'll let Marcus answer first.
Honestly, I'm from Tampa. I just kind of didn't really want to leave something that we were building onto, and I feel like I would just kind of let myself down, or let the new coaching staff down, or my family down. Like, I wanted to stay where we were building something very good for the baseball program, and I just didn't. It wasn't in my eyes to where, oh, like all the coaches left or got fired, and that means I'm gonna leave too. So,
Makes sense. What about
about
you?
you, Jackson?
I mean, not like Marcus. I was actually in the transfer portal for about a month, so I think my experience was just a little bit different. I didn't really know what my next step was going to be after the season, just because, I mean, I didn't know who was coming in. But after being in the portal for about a month, the new staff had reached out to me, and they kind of welcomed me back with open arms. And I realized that, like I saw what we were building, and I thought that, this would probably be like the best step for me to my senior year, as opposed to going somewhere else, and having to, just like re-establish myself.
Right.
Kind of wanted to be somewhere where I was already familiar with, so just decided to come back. So, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, as fans, we're really glad you guys stayed. It's really cool to see, especially in today's day and age, see a 4-year player. And it makes a lot of sense. Obviously, Marcus, I see your family at the game a lot because you're from Dunedin, right? And then Jackson, your dad and mom still able to come a good amount. That's awesome. Yeah.
I know. I was gonna say, if you guys left, just as much as I would miss you guys, I would miss your family a lot too, because we see them all the time.
Right. Very cool. Yeah. But I want to ask you guys too, like, when you first met Coach Hannes, like what were your first impressions of him? Anything like really click with you early on with him, his energy or his message or anything about his approach?
I would say at first he was very quiet, so I didn't know what to expect from him. Like, I had seen him a few times, like in the facility, and didn't really like have that big of a conversation with him, just kind of introduced myself and whatnot. But at first he was very, very quiet, like minimal words, not much to say. But after the fall and the early spring, and now, like, all I can say is that he's crazy. He's a crazy dude.
I
Yeah,
love
I
that.
agree with that. I mean, can't really say too much about him, but.
No, for sure, man. I mean, we love the intensity that he brings. We've had him on our show like 3 times now. Yeah, it's a really good mindset. And obviously, what he said before opening day, like come to practice mad. I mean, I can't remember last time I heard a coach like say that before opening day, but I love it. You know, it just kind of makes you guys pushes put seems like for to me, my perception is like he really pushes y'all to like get the most out of each other. You feel like that's kind of the case? Yeah, for sure. Nice. And Matt.
So next thing I want to talk about is, your overall experience with the coaching staff. Obviously, we have some carryover from last year with Coach Cates, but overall, what's the structure of the practices and the way you guys communicate and the way that they develop players, that might be a little bit different that you guys have experienced in the past.
I would say our preparation has just been a lot different than last. I mean, like the past few years. I mean, we have this new thing. It's called the eye pitch, and Marcus knows it's like this machine that you can kind of like program it to put like whatever pitch you want in there. Like if we're facing a starter who has a fastball and a slider and a changeup, you can like program it to throw you like random fastball, slider, changeup, and that's kind of helped us compete a little bit more and prepare for pitching a little bit differently than we have in the past. And also, I mean, like our batting practice during like a game day will be kind of, I guess, tailored to a pitcher that we're going to face. I mean, if we're going to face a sinker slider guy, then I mean, a lot of it we're trying to, like match the plane of that pitch. That's something that PD or hitting coach always, emphasizes, kind of match the plane. So, yeah, I'd say that as far as structure, I mean, it's been a lot different this year. So.
Nice. That makes sense. And I think Marcus, I think you probably like aim that pitch machine like just an inch off the zone so you could see all the balls and stuff. That's how you got such a high on base percentage.
Yeah,
Yeah.
eye pitch is a struggle for real. It's, some days it's very hard to hit, so you really have to lock in when you're hitting off of that thing.
That's awesome. Is it kind of just look like a typical hitting machine, but it just has like the ability to program it, or does it look a little different? I've never seen one.
So like it kind of looks just like a random or a regular hitting machine, but it can throw any pitch at any like any sequence at any time. So you can get a fastball one pitch at 90 miles an hour, 92 miles an hour, and then the next pitch could be a right-handed slider at 82 miles an hour.
Wow, that's. I could definitely see how that helps. That's awesome. That's really cool. Yeah, I want to kick it also kind of to, your guys' individual games, your growth as players throughout the year. I got a few for Jackson, and then I'll let Matt ask a few to Marcus. First one, Jackson, like, you came in here as a freshman. What do you feel has like improved the most and your game since you were a freshman?
I would say my defense is something that's improved a lot since I've been a freshman. Honestly, since this year, I mean, just the fact that we, go so hard in practice and, we always sim game, we always shag hard, just made it a lot easier because, I mean, I didn't play left last year. So, going to a new position, which I mean, it's still outfield, but you have to get those reps in. So I think just the intensity in practice makes it so game-like that it's kind of helped me to speed up the transition to a new position. And yeah, just I mean so yeah, stuff like that is just what's really helped me on my defense.
Yeah,
So
honestly, like I noticed it. Obviously, we try to watch every game, and like I think it was opening weekend or maybe second weekend. You had a really good diving play, running forwards to your right kind of dive.
yeah, like that's something like that I've practiced in. Like I remember in the fall game against Florida Southern, I made a play just like that.
Really? Wow.
And if we're playing a sim game and then Pruitt's up, like I shade over toward like to the right, and then he always hits a flare that way, and I try to dive and take it away from
That's sick.
him. Something like that that I kind of, just honed in on a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think you've developed your defense a lot. But I will have to say, I was going to bring this up, but this is a good time to bring it up. I did see maybe one of the best defensive plays I've ever seen in person in my life, made by you, back in 2022 at UCF. For people that did not see it, Jackson was, I want to say, playing right field or center field, went all the way back to the fence, full speed, and literally fell over the fence with the ball in his glove. And I didn't even know this was a rule, but apparently, if you catch it while you're still in the field and fall over the fence, it's still an out. Jackson, can you talk a little bit about that play?
Yeah, I mean, I was in right field.
Okay.
First
Yep.
start in right field. I remember looking at the lineup and be like, oh, I'm in right field today. I was like, okay. And like UCF, they had a pretty short fence. It's like 4 feet, or it
Right.
was 4 feet. And I mean, like they had the fans, chirping you and stuff like
Yeah.
that. I remember it being like the first inning, and like the ball was hit. I kind of just run back, and then I thought I had room, so I just jumped up and I tried to catch it. And then next thing I know, I flip over the fence. I just landed like on my neck.
Oh my gosh. Did it
But
like
I came down with it. I did catch it because like all the fans were back there. They were like, oh, you okay, man? That's a great catch.
That's
And I was like,
awesome. It ended
man,
up on
thank
SportsCenter
you.
top 10 plays too.
Yeah.
It
Yeah,
was.
I mean it, I think it looked a lot cooler than it was, just because I mean, like the fence was just so short that it just fell. I mean, it was a good play, but I don't want to sit here and be like, oh my goodness, like that's like, but
I
yeah,
think
it was a
it's
cool moment.
impressive because you hung on to the ball. I think like taking a tumble like that and landing on your neck, and hit, I think that kind of made it for sure. Nice. But yeah, man, we definitely noticed the improvements in your defense for sure. Your hitting's always been solid. But another thing I wanted to ask you too is you spent a little bit of time this past summer in the MLB Draft League. With the Williamsport Crosscutters. What was that experience like? How did it help you as a player?
My time in Williamsport was great, and I really enjoyed it. I think the main thing that I learned just by being there is just kind of how like life in the minor leagues is like, I mean, like day to day, just because I mean we hit, like our manager was Ryan Hannigan. He was a catcher for the Red Sox and the Reds.
Yep.
He played for about 10 years, so I mean he was out there, stretching like before the game. Hitting BP, kind of showing us, I guess, like the ropes of like what it takes to play every day. Just
Yeah,
because, I
makes
mean,
sense.
when you play college, you only play 5 times a week max. Like we played 6 days a week every week.
Right.
So I mean, just and also just like the competition was just something that, I mean, like with the wood bat, like that I hadn't really faced yet. I mean, everyone really threw really hard. Everyone had a good off-speed pitch, so I just think that was the biggest thing that I learned.
And I think I know the answer, but I'll still ask. Did it make you, did it like motivate you to be like want to be a pro more? Or like is that something that you aspire for yourself?
Yeah, I think so. It just kind of showed me that it was like what it was like, and that it was like within reach more than anything, just because I'd seen. I mean, I played with players who ended up, committing to big schools or going to big schools or getting drafted or signing. So, I mean, I know that, I mean, it's in with it. I'd say that it's within reach.
Yeah, for sure. And one last thing I have for you is like with the new with the two more things actually. With the news today with Brad Lord making the opening day roster for the Nationals. He's a guy that not only obviously he's a great dude, he's a very talented, but he has like great like habits like how he trains and like and just like when you Well, for what was your impression of seeing him make the major league team, and were you surprised, or were you like, hey, the way he carries himself is not a surprise at all? What do you think about that?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, he's obviously like he's an 18th rounder, so I mean,
Right.
any 18th rounder to make it is, I mean, I don't want to say that I'm surprised, but I mean, for it to happen to him. I mean, he's such a great guy. I mean, he's super humble, works hard. I mean, like, those are the kind of guys who make it, I feel like. So I'm not surprised, but I mean, yeah, I think just it's just a kudos to his hard work and dedication and, stuff like that. Like that's why he made it. So.
Makes sense. And does it, when you see like a guy that you were literally on a team with, especially Kirkering as well, like making it to the show, does that kind of just like give you a little extra confidence? Like, hey, a guy that was literally wearing the same jersey can do it.
Yeah, kind of just like you look over. I mean, even like not just him, like guys that I've played against. Yeah, I mean, like they get called up like the same year that they got drafted. Like, remember, like Shanuel got called up like the same year. Like Wyatt Langford got called up the same year. I mean, I feel like, and like another thing that Coach Hanza says is that our level is like the lowest level of pro ball. So I
Fair.
think that, I mean, like the skill level between us and pros is kind of, I think it's kind of getting smaller. I think like the margin's getting smaller.
I agree with that. I agree with that. The last thing for you, and I'll kick it to Matt and Marcus. You are chasing the top 10 of all-time home run leaders at USF. If you hit four more home runs, you'll be in the top 10. And obviously, you could creep your way up even higher. Two guys you know very well are on that top 10, Brecher and Boser. What would it mean to you to be on that? Is that something that you've thought about coming into the season at all?
Honestly, not really. I mean, I don't think that that's something that I should be focused on, just because one, if I try and hit home runs, I mean, like that's where you kind of get in trouble as a hitter. And I mean, it would be cool, but I mean, I'm more focused on, hitting the ball hard, having good at bats and, hoping the team win. So I think that's my main focus. And I mean, if the home runs come, like they'll come. So not too worried about it, but it would be cool.
For sure. Nice. I'll kick it to Matt.
Cool. Marcus, I'll go with the same question. What part of your game do you feel has improved the most since you were a freshman?
Honestly, I'd probably have to say my arm, because freshman year I didn't really, well, in high school I didn't really like do much like arm care or really kind of like stretch it out, like do long toss, anything like that. And I just remember kind of my arm being like underdeveloped as a freshman, and coming in and seeing Rutscher and Cantu in the outfield with, absolute cannons, it just kind of made me realize, like, yeah, I need to get working on that. And over the past few years, I've kind of like made that a priority, to where, like, if I want to play outfield and be in the outfield, I have to have somewhat of a decent arm. And, just taking care of that and making sure I do the right things to keep my arm up and going at all times.
What are some of the things that you have done to increase your overall arm strength and the health of your arm?
Well, I hate to say it, but rehab, just getting in the training room, and pretty much if my arm's sore or if it doesn't feel right or it's just have an off day, I'll go in there and, talk to the trainer and pretty much just ask him, like, my arm's sore, like, what can I do to make it not be sore or not hurt? And go in there, do bands, do the rehab, and just get the needling done, whatever it takes to make sure that my arm's always 100%, even if that's throwing long toss when I can barely move my arm because it's so sore. At the end of the day, it'll make it better and it'll feel better.
That makes sense. Keeping all those muscle fibers loose and just keeping it ready to go. That makes total sense. The next thing I'm curious about is you've always been a good at hitting to the opposite field with authority. Is that something that you focus on, or is it just something you've always naturally done?
I would say coming in as a freshman, they always talked about how college pitchers throw middle away a lot more than they do in middle in. And I kind of just took that in perspective and was like, okay, well, if they're going to throw middle away, I'm going to look middle away and, kind of just see my sights middle away or even possibly away. And if they do throw one in, I'll react, or most of the time they can't throw in and they'll hit me. So I don't know. I'll put the tee, hit a few balls off the tee, maybe a few front toss, but all really working away or staying through the middle on that middle away pitch.
That makes total sense. And this is kind of a an offshoot, but how did you develop such a good eye over the years? Like, obviously we've seen you play for a long time, and this year in particular, you're taking a lot of walks and taking a lot of really close pitches for balls. How did you develop such a good skill set in that category?
I would say it's kind of just have to be patient with it. I mean, baseball is really a mental game, and if you let the mental side take over, you're just gonna have bad times. And if you sit and wait in the bad times and you think about it too much, you're just gonna like it's too overwhelming. So I would say like the mental, like the approach and the mental side of it would really be like, just, I would say, like, if somebody's gonna throw me middle or middle away first pitch, but it's not like low or in the path of where I would like it to be, I'm probably not going to swing. And that's just me personally. Some people are different, but when I'm in the box, I try to make it feel like I'm as calm as possible and don't try to tense up enough. And I feel like that gives me a clear focus of the pitcher and what he's trying to do to get me out. So if I can figure that out, that will make me calm and more patient in the box and let me see more pitches into eventually getting the pitch that I could drive into the middle of the field.
That makes a lot of sense too, just overall that calmness, not being too tense. It gives you almost like an extra split second to make a decision. But no, that's super interesting to hear your insights on that. So I think that's pretty much it on my questions. Mark, do you have anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask too, about your approach. May have just been a coincidence, but it really looked like last year in particular, you started like being able to get your on base percentage up really high and get a lot of those walks and whatnot. Your freshman year, you I think in a conference play, you like led the team in hitting during AAC play. But that on base percentage was really crept up the last 2 years in particular. Did anything change that over the last couple of years, or you kind of just got better over time?
I would just say just sticking to the like preparation of it, as what Mayo was saying, like you just got to prepare, and if what you're doing is working, why stop? So I just kind of never stopped doing that.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. And like that approach that you mentioned where he's mentioned Coach Petey kind of wants you all to look in a certain plane that you're kind of expecting. Is that something you kind of developed this year, or kind of have you always kind of thought like that?
I would say it's more focused on this year than the past couple of years. And I don't know. I feel like with the eye pitch and us having like to be able to put pretty much the exact pitches that the pitcher is going to be throwing that night or that weekend, it really helps us in the approach. And like as you said, like the bat path to get to the ball to where we can just drive it.
That's awesome. Really good stuff. I'll kick it to the last segment here. This is more just kind of locker room, off the field stuff. I'm gonna try to let fans get to know y'all a little better, like at a personal level. I'm gonna do six rapid fire questions. Y'all could each say your answers. After we're done, I'll kind of like pick a couple things I want to ask y'all, or Matt or I could ask you a little bit more about. But So I have these six questions. You guys good to each answer them, or you guys kind of want to take one at a time, or how do you feel?
Can I answer E, please? I just want to answer number E.
You want to answer E? Okay.
That's
All right. Well, how about I just go through them and you guys could each put an answer, or you could just do one.
all right.
Let's
All
see.
right, cool. So you guys should each be able to do this one. May have already mentioned it. Favorite hobby off the baseball field?
Would say probably thrifting or shopping, honestly.
All right.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I mean,
Yeah.
we go thrifting a lot, but
We shop a
couple of
lot.
guys that go to the mall, like me, Marcus, Quigley, Brazier, Murph. Who
Oh.
else knows? Because like they're gonna watch this and they're gonna be like, yo, why'd you
We do. We go shopping a good amount,
Yeah,
probably
like
like
go to the
once a
mall.
week. Yeah.
Nice, nice. All right, next one. Best spot to eat near campus, and what are you ordering?
Gonna have to go Chick-fil-A. Probably get Chick-fil-A like four to five times a week.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna get the spicy deluxe meal with either a large Coke or a large Powerade, a chocolate chip cookie, and if I'm really hungry, I'll get a Chick-fil-A sandwich with no pickles and add cheese.
Damn, I love it. I love it. What you're out of you're out of luck on Sunday though,
Yeah, Sunday,
man.
just eat all the snacks in the weight room.
Fair enough, fair enough.
So the Chick-fil-A being closed on Sunday is the only reason why Marcus doesn't go 6 to 7 times a week.
Yeah,
Nice,
pretty
nice. What you got, Jack?
I'd say, I mean, like if we're going, like if it's like a couple of the guys, like we'll go to Chili's. That's a place we go a lot. I mean, I'll get the triple dipper with mozzarella sticks and then the sliders and like the chicken. That's
Oh
usually
yeah.
it.
Yeah, my
But
wife and I did that like a couple weeks ago. It was awesome. Love
yeah.
that. Nice. All right, next one here. Who on the team can you not give the ox to?
I have to go Matt Rose. Terrible odds.
All right. You got one, man?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Jay Green. He's gonna hate me for this. He just plays just plays like he plays like TikTok audios in his headphones, so
Fair enough, fair enough. What about Rose?
That's a pretty big burn right there, I will say.
I would say
Okay.
Matt's ox is bad because he shares his playlist with his girlfriend.
Fair enough, fair enough. That makes sense. So
And
I
all the
guess.
songs are from like 10 to 15 years ago.
All right. To be fair though, your guys' walk-up songs, that at least that you start opening today, I'm not sure if you still have them. They're a bit older, right?
Yeah, they're pretty old.
All right. What was the idea about behind those? You guys just always like those or what?
I think it was just kind of like we're older now, and
Okay.
a lot of the dudes on the team sometimes will get on us about that, call us
Right.
whatnot. So I don't know, I could kind of just feel like we had to go somewhat of a older walk-up song just to, fit a little bit.
Yeah, it makes sense. I like it. I like it. Nice. All right, next one. If you weren't playing baseball, what sport would you be playing?
I'd say don't know, probably basketball. I don't think I play football. I'm trying, yeah.
Wasn't your dad a
It's
football player?
yeah, he was, and he never like had me play. He just, I don't know. I asked him one time, he's like, no one made me play football, so I'm not gonna make you play. So
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'd say basketball just because I like to watch it the most out of all the other sports.
Gotcha. Marcus?
I would probably be playing football, most
Okay.
likely. Yeah.
You play in high school?
I did
Oh.
for freshman, sophomore year. I played, and then I played TBYFL, like travel ball football, for 4 years. But
Wow.
then COVID happened, so I stopped.
Okay. What position do you play?
I played running back and slot receiver.
Damn, that's pretty sick, man.
I will
Nice.
say, Jackson, so we're still friends with Travis Sankovic, and he will often tell us that you're by far the pound for pound strongest guy that he's played baseball with. So I think maybe he could have been like a weightlifter or something competitively.
No, you don't think so? No, what's funny though, I will say that there was one day I was at Topgolf with a couple of buddies. They don't really watch college baseball that often, but they had the game on, and like they know baseball. They're like glancing over. They're like, yo, Marcus Brodell's jacked, that guy. It's like, maybe Marcus is the bigger guy. I don't know. I don't know. We'll
No, I
see.
would say me and Mayo are on the same rack in the weight room, but
Yeah, I actually tweaked my back trying to squat with him today. I'm not gonna lie.
I would say I have Mayo on a few weightlifting things, but
All right.
other than we're about similar, but I definitely have him on a few things.
I was keeping this question in my back pocket in case one of y'all played basketball. It said basketball. So, I mean, I really like playing basketball. I play a lot of pickup games every week. I would like to know, Jackson, if you could have your own pickup basketball team from the current roster, who would be your five?
My five? That's actually tough.
All right. Can you get a name, maybe at least name one guy that you're like, hey, if I'm gonna go,
No, actually,
I'm
no. I can do a five. I
all
can do a
right,
five.
all right. With positions,
Yeah, yes. I'll have
couple good center candidates.
Yeah, I got. Oh yeah, that is right. I'll have Greco at power forward, Greco at power
Oh
forward,
yeah, I love that.
like the big fundamental. I have
Heck
him.
yeah.
I got probably have Quigley in there at like small forward. I have
Okay.
Newt at center. How tall is
Yeah.
Newt? 6'7", 6'8"?
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah.
Yeah, he's shooting guard. Have myself
Okay.
point guard. I'll have we'll go Bradkey at point guard.
Oh, hell yeah.
It seems like he's a dog, so I think he'll make the right play, you know.
That's amazing, man. I mean, this would obviously never happen. I mean, y'all are 100% committed to baseball right now, but just the thought of it is pretty fun, for sure. For sure.
That's crazy.
Nice. Cool. Well, last couple here. Funniest teammate or guy who keeps the locker room loose?
I'm gonna have to go with Sebastian Greco. He's just comedy. I mean, yeah, you have to have him on the podcast. I'm not gonna lie, you have to have him on there.
Even Coach Hannah said that.
Yes, you
So
have to have him on there.
he'll definitely. We were thinking like the first pod with players, we want to get y'all because I've been here for a long time. And then next we'll get a couple of guys that are newer to the team. So I think he'll definitely be one of them. So I like
Yeah,
that.
I would say like best locker room guys are like him, Corbin Little. He's a good locker room guy. D-Mock is a good locker room guy too.
Nice. I can
Yeah.
see that, man.
Yeah.
Corbin and D-Mock are my locker mates, my locker
Oh,
buddies.
sick, sick. Yeah, no,
Yeah, they
they
have a
both bring
pretty
great
good
energy.
group. So I think that, I mean, like, we're all like, we all, I mean, all of us get along pretty well. So I'd say, I mean, everyone's good in the locker room. So.
Makes sense. Nice. Last one here. Do you have a favorite MLB team or a favorite MLB player? You could pick one or you could say both.
Have to go with the Yankees, 100%.
Okay. I'm a Yankees fan as well, so I love that. Nice. Is there a reason?
All my family is from New York,
Okay.
so they're either all of them are Yankees fans besides my uncle. My uncle's a Mets fan,
Oh,
so
man. Like, no.
yeah.
Whole family couldn't be perfect. It was close.
Yeah.
Nice. What about you, Jax?
Favorite team is the Braves. Favorite player is Acuña.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah,
Yeah, he's my favorite player for a while, so
he's fun to watch for
yeah,
sure.
hopefully he can have a good season. You know, he had the ACL surgery again, so
Again? Oh, I didn't realize that. Dang.
yeah, he lost maybe towards ACL last year, like probably like a month in, I'm pretty sure.
Same knee that he hurt a while ago, or I don't know.
Don't know. It might have been the same knee,
Dang.
but
Well, he's fun to watch when he's healthy for sure. Definitely see how you can get some inspiration from him. Do you have a player you kind of look up to, Marcus, or that you kind of like even growing up that you kind of liked?
Not like I wouldn't say currently in the MLB, but I'd say Jackie Robinson. I mean, I've always kind of looked up to him my whole life.
Yeah, that's awesome. The movie was really good. I don't know if you saw that. Yeah, nice. Very cool. Awesome. So I think we got everything there. Matt, any comments on any of their answers?
No, but I definitely agree with Jackson Mayo's analysis of a pickup five. That was really
Yeah,
good.
that was pretty cool. That's awesome. And Jackson, you went to the same high school with Bowles, right? Where I didn't I remember when I remember when you were a freshman, and I saw you went to Bowles, and Chipper Jones like played there, didn't he? And okay, did you ever get a chance to meet him, or does he ever come by the school?
I didn't meet him. No, I didn't get to meet
Okay.
him. But yeah, he's got his number retired, so I mean, definitely, you know that he went there, but I mean, I didn't get the pleasure to beat him.
Gotcha. Nice. Well, cool. We will kind of kick it to the last thing here before I let y'all go. Any final message to Bulls fans ahead of the AAC home opener this week? What does their support mean? How does it help you guys?
We love our fans. I mean, we appreciate everybody who comes out and supports us and, you know, just cheers us on. And I mean, we're not really supposed, or I really don't look up in the stands that much. I kind of lock in towards the game, but it really does mean a lot. And it means a lot for our team and our program for all the fans to come out and support us and just, you know, be there for us. And it really just means a lot.
Awesome. Well, you guys can catch anybody listening can catch the Bulls this weekend, Friday 6:30, Saturday 2, Sunday at 1. They're hosting Tulane, who's the defending AAC conference tournament champion. It's going to be a really good matchup. But yeah, it's really awesome, man. Really appreciate both you guys coming on the show. It's been really awesome being able to see y'all grow throughout the program the last few years. And really looking forward to what this team could achieve the rest of the season. But that'll do it for this episode of It's Brewing at McEwen. Big thank you to Jackson and Marcus and Bulls fans. Make sure you check them out this weekend. Go
Go
Bulls.
Bulls.
Go Bulls.
Thank you. I appreciate you for
Of
having
course,
me.
man. Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Very welcome.